I posted earlier that my husband challenged me to be as slutty as possible while he was gone on a business trip for 2 weeks. Originally, I wanted to have a different guy each day, but I knew that was going to be hard. Turns out my final count was 3 guys. I'm going to briefly go through most of them because I don't want to string this topic for too long with multiple parts. I also have better and newer things to share. The first was with Jorge. I've been with him before and he always stops by when he is visiting from overseas. He reached out to me to let me know he was in town and was looking to meet up with me. My husband originally set us up where my husband would watch me suck/fuck him. This time, Jorge stopped by and we had a good time. He fucked me from behind until he turned me around and came on my tits. He then took his phone out and took a pic of my tits covered in cum. I normally don't let guys take pics, but his situation was different. I told him to send it to my husband as well. Second was a few days later. I went to dinner with some friends and met up with 2 guys that used to work with my husband. They knew some of my friends and we all used to hang out together. I fucked one of them, Steve, before and we casually went out on dinner dates several times when his girlfriend, now wife, and my husband were busy. One thing led to another and I found myself back at Steve's house along with his friend Brian. Steve has some packages at his front door when we got there and he brought them in as we walked in. He mentioned that it was some lingerie he bought for his wife. After talking for a little while, Steve asked if I could try on the outfits since his wife and I were similar sizes. I didn't hesitate to agree. In my head already I knew that was going to lead to these 2 guys fucking me. He opened the packages and gave me 3 outfits. This is why I bought some for myself for hubby. I went to the bathroom and tried on the first outfit. I walked out to show them. Both of them were speechless. They kept twirling me around looking at my body and tried to grab a feel when they could. I had to slap their hands away and told them that there were 2 more outfits to go. All 3 outfits were black lace and one more revealing than the other. I saved the best one for last. When I walked out, I had my hands covering my tits then let go when I got in front of them. My tits dropped and it was uncovered. Both guys got up and grabbed my tits and tried to suck on my nipples. I again backed them off and went to the bathroom. I took the last outfit off and went back out to them with my no clothes on. I sat down and asked Steve which outfit he liked best. He gave the smart answer and said the one I had on at the time was the best one. He got up and grabbed my hand to stand up. When I got up, he picked me up and carried me to a bedroom. Once in there he plopped me on the bed and began to get undressed. Brian followed and began to get undressed once he got in the room. Steve laid down on the bed and I began to suck his cock. Steve was standing by me grabbing on my tits and rubbing my back. Steve and I were on the bed horizontally and he told me to flip around so we could 69. While in that position, Brian took the opportunity to go on Steve's side and he started to lick my asshole while Steve licked my pussy. Once that happened, I honestly thought I said it to myself, but I said out loud, "Oh God, you can do whatever you want if you keep doing that." They obviously heard that and got excited. Steve got me off of him and got me in position to fuck me from behind. He said that he was going to come inside of me this time since I didn't let him come inside of me the first time we fucked. Brian laid down on the bed and wanted me to suck his cock while Steve fucked me. He told Steve to pace himself so they could both come inside of me at the same time. Brian had to stop me a couple of times because he was about to bust his load before Steve. So while I couldn't suck his cock, I focused on his balls and licking his shaft. Finally, Steve said he was about to come and Brian grabbed my head and shoved his cock back into my mouth. Brian had a hold of my head and Steve had a hold of my hips. Steve came first and then seconds later Brian's cock exploded in my mouth. I moved up and laid down next to Brian. Steve sat down next to me and asked what's next? I saw his cock was still hard and dripping a little cum. I cleaned it off with my finger and licked it off. I then told him what's next is that he's going to drive me home. I laughed and got up and went to the bathroom to clean off and get dressed. I was so busy with other things that I couldn't be as slutty as I knew I could have been. I had a lot of other ideas that I will save for a rainy day.